$60 per hundred, where now most of our cows are bringing over a dollar, up to $1.20 or $1.30.
That audio from KWCH News, where they say majoritively the high prices are caused by right now those extreme dry conditions.
We are still in somewhat of a drought. We have had some rains into some of those areas, but we just don't have the cattle or calves to replace them with. And so it just takes time for the numbers to kind of move higher and us to get more animals that we can put back out on these pastures.
Good America Network News.
The Kia summer sales event is upon us at Midwest Kia. Each month this summer, we'll announce huge dealer discounts on select models, giving you a chance to trade out your competitive make for a brand new Kia from Midwest Kia. In June, see why the all-new Kia K5 leaves our competitors in the dust. Ready to upgrade your Nissan Altima, Honda Accord, Toyota Camry, or Ford Fusion? Trade it in towards the purchase of any new K5 and get a $2,000 discount. No matter the year, no matter the miles, your competitive trade saves you $2,000 instantly. At Midwest Kia, you'll find inventory in stock and available today. With fair pricing that is never over MSRP and no fine prints and gotcha tricks that require the fast talk disclaimer at the end of this ad. It's a better way to buy that is simple, transparent, and fast. Trade in that old sedan and upgrade to a new 2023 Kia K5 today and get a $2,000 dealer discount only at Midwest Kia. All new Kias come with an industry-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Visit Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com. And remember, we want to see ya in a Midwest Kia. Limited powertrain warranty valid till June 30th.
A man from Topeka has broken the state record for the largest fish being caught in the state at Clinton Reservoir, where the man caught a 64-pound smallmouth buffalo fish that came in weighing officially at 64.75 pounds and measuring 45.25 inches. KAKE News reports that the fish shattered the previous record that was caught in Lawrence by Scott Butler, who caught a 51-pound smallmouth buffalo measuring 41 inches long back in 1979. As of right now, the fish is being processed into the state records as in order to qualify for state records. It must be mandatory for a 30-day waiting period, and the fish must be caught by a licensed angler using legal means, be identified by the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks District Fisheries Biologist or Regional Fisheries Supervisor, be weighed on a certified scale, and be photographed in color, and a state record application be filled out. In other news, the Kansas Department of Parks and Recreation, along with the Missouri Department of Conservation, has announced that a snapshot of a black bear has been caught in Cass County. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville is your reliable automotive repair shop. Servicing engines and transmissions, ACs, radiators, exhausts, and diagnostic checks. Did you know Dane's does tires? Carrying all major brands and sizes from trucks, ATVs, trailer, and farm implements, Dane's Automotive and Tire has you covered. With over 85 years combined experience, your locally owned and trusted repair and tire shop is Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, it's official with motorcyclists across the state of Nebraska, where if you take a training course, you no longer have to wear a helmet on the roads across the state. As KSNB Local Channel 4 reports that the Legislative Bill 138 passed it towards the end of the session this year, that would let riders forego the helmet once they've completed the safety course. And some say there's already many motorcyclists signing up.
These are people who have been riding. They're veteran riders, and they've been riding for years. Unfortunately, unlicensed, but they wanted to come in, get the safety course under their belt.
That was Steph Pollitt of the Dillon Brothers Harley-Davidson Riding Academy on KSNB at Local Channel 4. AAA of Nebraska said they opposed it, the bill, as they've seen in other states an increase in motorcycle accidents and fatalities after the bill passed.
But if you look at states who have recently passed laws to repeal their helmet bill, the numbers have gone up. Most specifically, Missouri is probably our closest neighbor. Back in 2020, repealed their helmet law.
Mid-America Network News.
Horse Trailer Sales, the one call you need to make to get the most trusted brands in landscaping, utility, livestock, and flatbed trailers. Plus, they can service all makes and models of trailers,
even the ones they don't sell.
And no matter whether it's a service or sales call, Horse Trailer stands behind their products with great prices and exceptional personal service.
Which is why they're proud to be family-owned and operated.
Horse Trailer Sales, 620-545-7292 or online at horsetrailers.com.
Horse Trailer Sales.
When you're a U.S. veteran or service member, you're 40% more likely to lose money to fraud than civilians. Scam artists use fake veterans charities, service benefit buyout schemes, bogus job scams, the pandemic, and more. That's why AARP's Veterans Fraud Center and Operation Protect Veterans provide for research and advice on the latest scam targeting veterans and military families. Protect yourself and your family. AARP, on a mission to support veterans. Go to aarp.org/veterans.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. The annual Sam Wymore Days kick off Friday evening with a block party downtown from 6 until 9, featuring carnival games, bounce houses, a mechanical bull, and more. Sign up for the Little Tuggers Tractor Pull is downtown at 7, starting at 7:30. A flea market and vendor fair run Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Arbor State Park. Saturday highlights in Wymore include a pancake feed at the community center from 7:30 till 9, 5K, 1 mile, and predict run at 8. Parade begins at 10:30. Free swimming from noon until 8. A cornhole tournament begins at noon. The Railroad and Welsh Museum in Wymore will be open. Scavenger Hunt starts at 2. J&M Liquor will host a band. And Saturday evening, a movie under the stars starts at 9 at the Arbor State Park with fireworks to follow. Vermilion Car Show is Saturday, June 10th from 9 to 2. City of Marysville reminds all flowers and decorations should be removed from the city cemetery by Monday, June 12th, or they will be disposed of. Tyler Nolte of Seneca was eliminated in the National Spelling Bee in Washington, D.C. He represented Kansas after winning the Nebohol County Spelling Bee. The 14-year-old son of Jeremy and Suzanne Nolte will be a freshman at Nebohol Central High School this fall. Marshall County Extension agent Susie Latta speaks of a voucher program available for qualified individuals and families to support healthy food choices through farmers markets.
This senior farmers market coupons is money that comes through the United States Department of Agriculture, and the purpose of the program is to increase the consumption of older adults that are a little lower income with eating more fruits and vegetables and honey. You get $50 in there in $5 coupon that they can give to the vendor. The other purpose of it is to encourage farmers market vendors to sign up for the program. It brings in more dollars to their stand.
Susie Latta talks more about the program on our public affairs program this weekend. Targeted towards seniors, anyone interested should contact their local Extension District office.
In case we would just really get a run, we only have so many coupons, so it is a first come, first serve. But in the past year, 5 years or so, we've never run out of coupons. So just encourage people. You do need to be a senior, and this definition, senior means age 60 and older. So you have to be over 60. So over 60, and if your birthday was just yesterday, well, you can sign up today.
Jimmy L. Tate, age 76 of Waterville, passed away May 31st. Massive Christian burial Saturday, 10:30 at St. Monica St. Elizabeth Catholic Church in Blue Rapids. Burial in the Riverside Cemetery at Waterville. Rosary at 7 p.m. Friday with visitation. Noon to 7 on Friday. Family will greet friends from 6 to 7 at the Christy Anders Funeral Home in Waterville in charge of arrangements for Jimmy Tate. Russell Schultes, age 80, of Diller, passed away Thursday. A celebration of life service is planned Tuesday, 10:30 at St. Paul's Lutheran Church, Diller. Burial in the Prairie Home Cemetery at Diller. Visitation Monday from 9 until 8. Family will greet friends Monday, 5:30 until 7 at the Fox Funeral Home of Beatrice in charge of arrangements for Russell Schultes. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu Friday, fried chicken, mashed potatoes, Brussels sprouts, and fruit. On Monday, chicken strips, a muffin, cheesy potatoes, Brussels sprouts, and apricots.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Mostly sunny early on today, then a slight chance for some showers and thunderstorms with our highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s. Showers increase overnight tonight, partly cloudy with our lows in the lower to mid-60s. And showers more likely throughout Saturday, staying cloudy with our highs in the lower to upper 80s. These showers will continue throughout Saturday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the upper 50s and mid-60s. Still a chance for some showers and thunderstorms on Sunday, otherwise mostly sunny with our highs in the mid to upper 70s, north winds between 15 and 20, and gusting as high as 30. Some rain still possible early Sunday night, then mostly clear with our lows in the lower to mid 50s, north winds still between 10 and 15, and gusting as high as 25. Still staying cooler on Monday, sunshine with our highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s, and partly cloudy skies over Monday night with our lows in the mid to upper 50s. And some rain on Tuesday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the lower to upper 80s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature early June, 84. Record high on this date, 104. The average low, 63. And the record low, 43. Sunset this evening, 8:52. Sunrise in the morning at 6:01.
Sam Wymore Days kicks off Friday with a flea market, a block party with carnival games, bounce houses, and mechanical bull at 6 o'clock. Little Tugger's tractor pull will be at 7, while Jake Coffincorn will play at the doghouse, 9 until 1. A pancake feed kicks off the day Saturday with a parade at 10:30, cornhole tournament at noon, a scavenger hunt at 2 o'clock, while the parking lot party kicks off at 5 o'clock. At 9, the free movie Under the Stars will play at Arbor State Park, with fireworks to follow this year. Check out all the events and times at Sam Wymore Days 2021 and beyond on Facebook.
The Panthers get on the board in the Stanley Cup. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. The Panthers were on home ice for game 3 of the Stanley Cup final, down 2-0 to the Golden Knights. Matt Tkachuk scored late in the third period to even the game at 2 and force overtime, where Florida has been lethal all postseason. 4 minutes into the fourth period.
Bennett up the near side, looks across for Verhaeghe, high slice shot. He scores! Connor Verhaeghe! The overtime winner here in game 3!
The call on WQAM, Verhaeghe's tally giving the Panthers their 7th overtime win of the playoffs and their first win of the finals. 3-2, the final score. Tkachuk after the game. Game 4 Saturday in South Florida. The puck drops at 8 p.m. Eastern. To baseball, the Braves concluding their 3-game home series with the Mets in a big way. Tied at 10 in the 10th, Ozzie Albies stepped to the plate.
2-on, 2-out, the pitch.
Swung on, belted, deep right field. Get out of here, Ozzie! Home run! Ball game! AM 680, the fan with the call. Braves sweep the Mets right out of town. 13-10, the final in Atlanta. In Cleveland, Jose Ramirez had a career night against the Red Sox.
Now the payoff pitch to Ramirez.
Swung on, hit high, hit deep to right, away, back, gone again! Tom Hamilton with the call on WTAM. That was Jose Ramirez's third home run of the night. He drove in 5 as the Guardians pounded the Red Sox 10-3. Oklahoma won its third straight Women's College World Series, besting Florida State 3-1. The Sooners have won an NCAA record 53 straight games. This is Rich Cantu, ABC.
Head down to the 38th annual 8-Man All-Star Game, Saturday, June 10th at Trojan Field in Beloit, Kansas. See the finest 8-Man players in the state of Kansas, including Evan Bussing and Isaac Detweiler of Axtell, Josh Zarbenicki of Hanover, and Alexander Hall from Frankfurt. They'll buckle their chin straps in a battle between West and East in the 8-Man Division II All-Star Game at 10 a.m. Can't make it to the game? Listen to KNDY AM 1570 and FM 94.1 Saturday at 9:30, or listen via the World Wide Web at 8manallstars.com. Also, catch the 8-Man Division I game on 8manallstars.com with coverage beginning at 1:30 p.m.
Beat the heat and get your drink every Friday at CJ Express in Marysville and Frankfort. Purchase 8 or more gallons of fuel and get a free 32-ounce fountain drink all summer long.
Here's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. It is Friday, June the 9th. Well, as you know, if it's Friday, it's time for the Steckline Report.
Hey, friends. The National Association of Broadcasters say AM radio reaches 47 million people each and every week. 47 million. Boy, that's quite a few, isn't it? And the car dealers, or the car makers, I should say, want to get rid of the AM dial. Well, we've had a little bit of help. There's been a lot of adversaries out there that have been working, and a lot of good people that are promoting the fact that it should stay. And so consequently, as I understand it, Ford has announced that they're going to keep AM radio in their cars and trucks. That's a big, big start, because I think the rest of them might want to join. In any event, we sure hope so, because there isn't any doubt. I can remember so many years. AM was the only way that anybody could listen to me on the air back in the 1960s and 70s. And then I built the first FM radio station west of 81 that stayed on the air. It was at Hayes, Kansas, KJLS. And I had a heck of a time making that deal work, because I couldn't find any radio sets that had an FM on it. It just went from one side to the other. But it all worked out for the best. I hung in there and got her done by the time FM got hot. And it is, of course, the hottest frequency on the dial. There's no doubt about that. And there's good reasons for it. We all know what that is. Primarily, clarity. One thing about it, I wish it would get the distance that AM gets. See you on the next Decline Report.
El Dorado Livestock Auction, 2.5 miles east of El Dorado on Highway 54. Proudly serving farmers and ranchers with weekly cattle sales each Thursday at 11 a.m. The order of sale is stock cows and bulls, followed by calves, feeder cattle, then butcher cows and bulls. The goal at El Dorado Livestock Auction is to use an honest, full-value approach that attracts the best buyers and creates a competitive market for our sellers. El Dorado Livestock Auction strives to develop a friendly, personal relationship with each customer and understand their individual business needs. You can see a full list of consignments online at eldoradolivestock.com or pick up the phone and call 316-320-3212 with any questions. El Dorado Livestock Auction, a sale every Thursday at 11 a.m. El Dorado Livestock Auction, 2.5 miles east of El Dorado on Highway 54.
Stockman, if you're seeking a dependable herd bull with good disposition, hybrid vigor, and great traits, call Lewin Berger. He has 30 head of Angus and Sim-Angus yearling, 2-year-olds, for immediate pickup or delivery. Featuring calving ease, these are right for expanding or replacing your herd bull. Call Lewin Berger at Waterville today. His cell phone is 268-0647.
Insects can be a nuisance during the summer months. K-State Extension field crop entomologist Jeff Whitworth discusses different types of moths that could be visible this summer. He explains the difference between irritating moths and moths that could damage production fields. Knowing what moths are a threat to alfalfa fields and who to contact to learn more about crop-damaging insects are things that a producer needs to know if they find insects in their fields. The army cutworm and army worm have similar names, but are two different insects causing different problems.
The army worm and an army cutworm, the moths come back in the fall and they lay eggs. Army worm, which we've been getting calls about, is also a moth, but just now laying eggs in the spring. The thing that's concerning about that, we've had more moths than we normally do at this time of year. So generally that's a springboard generation. Then another month, you'll see another bunch of moths as they become adults. And that's when we usually start getting calls about the larvae doing damage on a grass crop. So I'm just advising everybody to keep their eyes open for young larvae in any grass, because right now there's more moths around, more adults around, which means that has the potential to lay eggs. So the difference between army cutworm and an army worm is the army cutworm is not going to feed on any crops now. The army worm moth is out laying eggs. Those eggs will hatch. The larvae will feed on a grass.
Whitworth reviews the common threshold for spraying for alfalfa weevils.
Alfalfa weevils have been a serious problem. They're our number one pest in alfalfa. The treatment threshold for alfalfa weevils is 30 to 50%. What that means is if you have one per three stems infested, you probably should treat again, even though you've treated two or three times. Right now, there are still a lot of adults in the field. If it rains where you can't get in and swath your alfalfa, that leaves a nice canopy where it's nice and shady. They can feed a little bit on the leaves. They can also feed on the stems. But the adult feeding is not nearly as voracious as the larvae. They're very difficult to control also. And we don't have a treatment threshold for adults. We have treatment thresholds for the larvae. I recommend if you are within 7 to 10 days of swathing or cutting your field, cut it. Don't spray it. If you do spray, you got to pay attention to the pre-harvest interval for whatever product you use.
Contacting a local extension agent can help with identifying insects.
The best thing to do is call your county extension agent first. That's our first line of identification and knowledge. They have access to all of our extension publications, or you can go online and download all of our extension publications.
That was Kansas State University Extension field crop entomologist Jeff Whitworth discussing types of insects that can damage fields this summer and be annoying in homes. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Few things are more certain for cattlemen than the nuisance of flies on their cattle in the summer. Valley Vet Supply has a whole array of insecticide application equipment, starting with the 20-gallon ATV mist sprayer. Valley Vet offers concentrated permethrin for effective economical applications. Ask about insecticide rotational options for tick and fly control. Let the cattle apply fly treatment themselves with 10-foot cattle rubs, complete with face flips, and Bullmaster mineral feeders with the patented fly killer covers. Valley Vet Supply can help you with your fly control program. At valleyvet.com, you'll find your every animal need. Valley Vet Supply knows no zip codes and will get meds and more delivered to your door for all of the animals in your house or barn. Visit valleyvet.com, your one-stop shop for meds and more, or visit their store in Marysville.
This month is a good time for viewing Venus. We have your June stargazing highlights today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Grainger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. Details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. At meltingbelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. Meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, June 9th, the 160th day of the year. Musician and inventor Les Paul were born on this day, and in 1973, Racehorse Secretariat won the Triple Crown. For those early risers who love to see what is going on in the sky, the 14th of June will showcase a Jupiter-Crescent-Moon conjunction in the pre-dawn twilight. On the 21st, 40 minutes after the sun sets at its rightmost possible position, a splendid three-way conjunction of Venus, Mars, and the crescent moon occurs. And then Venus steals the show. The planet's absolute maximum brilliance arrives on the 30th and is maintained through mid-July. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more stargazing advice online at almanac.com.
Vance Gerdes Funeral Home asks everyone to proudly raise the stars and stripes for the Flag Day to honor those brave men and women who fought and are still fighting for America's freedoms. Long may Old Glory wave. From Vance Gerdes Funeral Home in Fairbury and Odell, providing caring professional service for over 25 years. This Flag Day, Blue Valley Door Company hopes everyone remembers their flag is a symbol of unity. We are one people under one flag. Fly Old Glory high. From Blue Valley Door Company in Beatrice, service and install all types of doors and openers, seamless guttering as well, for farm, industrial, residential doors and openers. Cook and Company hopes everyone will proclaim their patriotism this Flag Day by flying the stars and stripes. From Cook and Company in Seneca, with the widest selections of interior and exterior wood doors, is celebrating 30 years in business with expanded employee benefits, including Blue Cross Blue Shield Health, Delta Dental, and disability.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Doug Downs. The Oklahoma Sooners have made it 3 in a row in softball. They win the national title last night by defeating Florida State 3-1. A tight game throughout the opening innings, and then the Oklahoma State Sooners, they get their bats going with back-to-back home runs in the top of the fifth inning. Oklahoma finished the season 61-1 and went on a 53-game-in-a-row winning streak. No baseball last night for the Kansas City Royals, an off day on a Thursday. Get some ready for a weekend series as they are on the road throughout the weekend at the Baltimore Orioles. The Royals are in last place in the AL Central at an 18-44 record. They are not the worst team in the American League. That still belongs to the Oakland Athletics at 14-50. A former Chief defensive lineman is now staying in the AFC West and will become a Denver Bronco. The Chiefs aren't bringing back one of their top pass rushers, and Frank Clark, he was cut 3 months ago, is now a member of the Broncos.
When you're shopping for a used car, you don't want to go just anywhere. You don't want to go where it's crazy and chaotic and more like a circus. You probably don't want to go to the place with a goofy mascot where they don't even listen and try to sell you something you don't want. And you definitely don't want to deal with a place with a sleazy guy like this.
This one here is a beauty. Tip-top shape. Don't mind that noise. She's running perfect. Don't worry. You can trust me.
Come see our team of professionals here at Rusty Eck Ford. Not only will we help you find the vehicle that you want, they're the experts in helping you with the financing you need, no matter your credit situation. So before you go to one of those other places and wish later that you didn't, go to Rusty Eck Ford first. Wichita's only President's Award winner for customer service 3 years in a row. See the real difference at Rusty Eck Ford and RustyEckFord.com.
Flex scheduling in college football has already begun, and it will affect the Kansas Jayhawks this season. The Jayhawks Week 2 meeting against Illinois was flexed to a Friday night. It will kick off at 6:30 on ESPN2. The game was initially slated for September 9th. Additionally, the Jayhawks season opener against Missouri State was flexed to a Friday, September 1st at 7. That game will broadcast on ESPN+. The Big 12 Conference announced yesterday the launch of Big 12 Mexico, the conference's first international extension that will see Big 12 men and women's basketball, women's soccer, and baseball hold games in Mexico. University of Kansas, the Big 12 said, is the forefront of the initiative. Kansas will kick off their basketball season in Mexico in December of 2024. Game 4 of the NBA Finals happens tonight. It is in Miami. The Nuggets have a 2-1 lead over the Heat. They'll play tonight's game, then be off this weekend and travel to Denver for Game 5. Kansas Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Doug Downs.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Some sunshine early on today, then a chance for some showers and thunderstorms with our high nearing 85. Scattered showers continue overnight tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 62. Showers become likely on Saturday, staying cloudy with a high nearing 83, and showers will continue throughout Saturday night with a low around 61. More showers are likely throughout Sunday, otherwise partly sunny with our high nearing 76. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster. Currently it's 61 degrees.
KNDY.
I'm no stranger to
listening to us on your transistor radio. Now, we're with you on your Alexa speaker. Just ask to listen to Classic Country KNDY.
I wanna kiss you like I used to.